Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The purge of dissenters in Turkey has gone a step farther following the failed July coup. Last Tuesday, over 15,000 more troops, police, and civil servants were dismissed. Earlier government clampdowns also closed 9 provincial press organizations and 19 health institutions. Sat7's Rex Rogers says Sat7 Turk has taken precautions in light of the backlash.
We've increased security somewhat as far as we can. We haven't really changed the content or the tone of our programming. We've just been a little more aware and a little more concerned about what could happen.
Rogers says, despite the political turmoil, their ministry is growing, and people continue to call the station with questions about the Bible and Jesus Christ. If you'd like to support Christian television in Turkey, go to missionnews.org to get started. And today is the International Day for the Abolition of Slavery. And in the central Indian community of Madhya Pradesh, Food for the Hungry is working with Youth with a Mission to prayerfully battle a 500-year-old problem: parents selling their own daughters into sexual slavery. Gary Edmonds of Food for the Hungry explains.
They're basically saying that if their young daughter can begin to sell herself to the local traders, the local craftsmen, the local people who are tourists into that area, they will have a livelihood.
He says that true rescue must focus on restoration, and that's what's happening at the House of Palms, an Indian-run ministry that offers both safe housing and gospel-centered training and care to the young girls. Pray for the workers and the girls of the House of Palms. If you want to dig deeper, go to missionnews.org. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Uncommon gifts for a greater co-mission purpose. Christian Aid Mission is offering a Christmas gift catalog to help ministries around the world be the hands and feet of Christ. Where the hope of the gospel is found, the world's evils are no match. Look for it at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.